Well, hello, hello, friends. Welcome to the Not Your Child Road Safety Show, a show dedicated to road safety, sprinkled with entrepreneurship, with a hospitality cherry on top. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm your host, Julia Matthews, aka the Breathalyzer Girl, and owner of Not Your Child Corp, a Canadian company dedicated to, you guessed it, road safety. Check us out when you have a chance at notyourchild.com. Now, as usual, we'll start off our lovely day today with a couple feel-good songs to keep you company behind the wheel. And then we head right into our discussion section, move right back into some more feel-good music, and finally, as all good things come to an end, we close with our quote of the day. So what do you say? Stick around with me for a great show? Well, buckle up your seatbelts and let's dive into the Not Your Child Road Safety Show.
And friend, you know, it's that special time of year. It's getting hot. It's getting hot. And what is better than a cool, loving pink glass of perfectly chilled rosé? And you know what that means? It's time for Mike Pincus, no pun intended, to guide us on what rosé to look out for, to try ourselves, to enjoy with family, and the ideal crowd pleasers to entertain with. And, you know, when you hear this song, who our special guest is coming up, I know you know who it is. Let's see if you can figure it out. We're back with the grape guy, our friend, and I know you know that was him coming up. You heard the song. So let's see what Mike has for us today. Hey, Mike, what are we drinking?
Well, Julia, I've decided that I have nothing quite yet. And that sounds terrible, obviously, because this segment is called What Are You Drinking?
Right.
And you know what? Today it's, you know, coffee, tea, all kinds of neat little beverages. I'm happy to report that the Buble raspberry is quite lovely. Mm. You know, that bubbly water that you can get.
Yes.
So it's very lovely. And so is the pineapple. Very happy with that. But those kind of flavors make me think of spring and summer. And there's, you know, the ultimate spring summer wine is rosé. Mm-hmm. And we are getting into that season where rosé is going to be very prevalent on every restaurant list. All the wine shops are going to mm-hmm. have it. You're going to be inundated by pink.
I love rosé, by the way.
Well,
That
I write a
rhymes.
rosé every year. I've done it. This will be my fifth year writing the report. The most I've ever had in it is like almost 250 wines. But to get 250 wines into a report, you got to taste over 300. So, yeah, rosé is just one of those wines that I absolutely love, and I think more men should get into it because a lot of men think it's just a woman's wine, and it's
Yeah, it's
not.
so silly. But
It
I
is.
think I learned from one of your reports. Your reports are really in-depth and very educational. But I think one of the things that correct me if I'm wrong, I think you said that there's a region in France that does more rosé than any other type of wine. Like,
Yes,
how is
it's Provence, and
there you go.
as luck would have it, this year I am taking a trip to Provence,
Oh my
and
God. Can't wait for
I'll
the
be there for a week,
pictures. Wow.
and I am really looking forward to tasting like tons of rosé while I am there.
That's gonna be great. I love that. I
So,
can't wait. I live vicariously through you, Mike. So do it. Let's see.
I want to put a section in the report this year of lots of Provence rosés. Hopefully, I'll taste quite a number of them.
Do you know why they do that? Why is it that they just said, you know what, we're doing rosé more than every other type of wine? Why is that? Is it just because,
Well, you know what? That's
yeah.
hopefully one of the things I'm going to learn while I'm there. So a
Oh,
great
okay.
question to ask somebody while I am there. Hopefully meet somebody from the wines of Provence and get a little history of that. But I mean, like it's a coastal town from what I could see. And you know, when you are warm most of the time and you are looking out over water a lot, I think that just speaks rosé in my head anyway. Maybe
Yes.
it's because I'm Canadian and I think, my God, I see a lake. A lot of people see a beer. I see rosé.
Yeah.
We again there was something to discuss with Robin. I don't know, sometime in the summer, get us on together.
Yeah.
Might be a really interesting discussion of the beer versus rosé. Let's see if I don't know if Robin drinks rosé. It'd be interesting to
Yeah,
find
she
out.
does. You know what? She's very versatile and she's not a beer snob. She drinks anything that tastes good. So
Good.
she will try it.
So what we should do is, you know, have that discussion, all three of us. So what an idea. I'm coming up with programming as we sit here.
As we speak. And I do have a question. You know what? I do have a question for you about the rosé. Maybe I shouldn't ask you now, but I'll try. If you tell me to shut up, I'll shut up. What's the difference between white Zinfandel and rosé?
Well, okay. So, oh boy. To me, a white Zinfandel is a bane on human existence. And that's just me. It's a blemish on our winemaking traditions. The white Zinfandel actually is it's a rosé. The problem with white Zinfandel is one, it was made by accident, and two, it's super sweet. And it killed the rosé market probably for a decade, especially in the United States. And you know, because we are in Canada where we record, that pushed up here as well. And a lot of people thought, oh, rosé is just sweet, it's all white Zinfandel. It became a super smash hit, just like Baby Duck did, let's say, in the 70s. And white Zinfandel was the thing. Yes, it is a rosé, but it's really sweet. It's almost syrupy at points, and I know that some people still like it.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't.
I have met people who go, "Oh, I really like that." Zinfandel is a grape that is big and hearty and red, and I love Zinfandel because it goes great with barbecue. Julia, you strike me as somebody who loves barbecue as
I
well,
do. And I do love
and.
Zinfandel as well, but
And
the white
Zinfandel
Zinfandel, not for
is
me.
a really heavy red wine, lots of alcohol, but lots of great fruit, and it matches so well with barbecue. And white Zinfandel to me, because I remember talking to a friend of mine, Steve Byfield, who I believe you are going to have on the show or have already had on the show, and I remember him phoning up his girlfriend at the time, and saying, Mike and I just had some barbecue. We had some ribs and some Zinfandel, and it put me on my ass. That was his quote. And his girlfriend at the time was just absolutely laughing so hard at him because she thought it was white Zinfandel, that we were sitting drinking white Zinfandel and eating ribs, where in fact I had pulled up something called a bottle of wine called Artisan, and it turns out the alcohol on it was like 15.7,
Oh
and
my
neither one of
goodness.
us knew that until, you know, we had finished the bottle, we had finished dinner, and he's like, you know what, I think I have to stick around for a little bit.
Yeah,
At that time we didn't
exactly.
have the things to test our BRAC.
Your
We didn't have those little pocket breathalyzers. He
breathalyzers
just knew as a winemaker
that
that he was no in no position to drive, and we sat around and drank water for the next couple hours.
Yeah.
So
Hey, you know what I want to ask you? You know that it's just all these questions are coming up now because I'm remembering your reports. Why is it that the darker rosé, is it true that it, do I remember it right? That it comes from a certain part of France, the darker rosé?
there is a wine called Taval, and it seems to be a little bit darker in color, but rosés come in so many different colors, from the really really like almost pale peach juice to, you know, where Taval is in a darker red. It almost looks like Pinot Noir, which is probably the lightest of reds, or like a Gamay. And it also depends on how long you leave the wines on the
On the
skins.
skin,
It depends on what color you're looking for. So rosé, as I said, rosé comes in so many different colors, and for the most part, you know, sometimes if you're using, you know, Shiraz or Syrah or Cabernet, sometimes you can get a darker color because they do have a darker skin tone. So they can sometimes impart more color to the wine than, let's say, Pinot Noir, which is usually a very light colored and doesn't throw off a lot of color, even in a red wine. So in a rosé, it throws off even less. So it's all in the winemaking process, and it's all a winemaking decision of what color rosé you're making.
Got it. Got it. Which one do you usually prefer? Do you prefer the darker ones or the lighter ones?
I am not a big fan of Taval, although I've tasted a few good ones. Spanish rosé also seems to be a little on the darker color. I lean more towards the pink, and sometimes pale, just because I like to be reminded sometimes that I'm drinking rosé. And if they're too much in the red camp, you just think, oh, I'm just drinking a chilled red. Whereas I like to delineate my wines. I like to know that I'm drinking a white because it's pale in color. I like to know I'm drinking a red because it's darker in color. And I like to know that I am drinking a rosé because it is pink or blush.
I like the lighter colors too. I find that the lighter ones, well, this is just me, layman. I find the lighter ones are more, it's like more snappy, like more acid, like a little acid ting more. That's what I
Yep,
find.
that real zing of acidity is what brings rosé together. I found that, like, say, you know, in Ontario, which is where we record and where I get a lot of the rosés from, I find that, you know, something like 2019, which was a very acid-driven year, we had a lot of acid in those wines. 2020, which was a big year, good year, really good for red wines and things like that. Their acidity in the rosés especially wasn't as nice, whereas 2021 there were some nice acid driven rosés in that one. And it all depends on basically the cooler vintages versus the warmer vintages. Cooler vintages are usually going to give us better acidity than those really hot vintages where you have to work for acidity.
Got it. Okay, no more questions for me. What else you have to say?
Well,
I'm
that's that. You
sorry.
know what? That's I just look for my rosé report. Comes out in the first week in July. It'll be there again. It's usually up on my website, Michael Pincus Wine Review, but you can also get it by these days. I did just get the handle, I guess, the URL. So I just never remember what to call them. Thegrapeguy.ca. So it's an easier thing to think about. So if you go to thegrapeguy.ca, boom, pops you right into my website. So that's great as well. And I can be found on Instagram, on Facebook, So
yeah,
that's
the grape guy,
and as the grape guy. And lo and behold, you'll find the Rosé Report first week in July, and then I'm sure have tons of questions when that comes out. So obviously you'll have me back, and then you'll have specific questions, which I'm sure you'll be like, so how is this rosé?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I want to do that. But hey, what I want to know is why do they call it rosé d'assiette? Like wine to eat with? All wine is to eat it, to eat with, right?
So rosé is usually it's because of the acidity.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that's got good acid will always be good with food, which is why sparkling, this is a topic for another time, but that's why sparkling wine is a great food wine. It's because it has lots and lots of acidity, and you can actually pair sparkling wine with pretty much anything, including, you know, red meats, fish, but anything that's got good acidity as far as a wine goes will make a great food pairing wine.
Fantastic. And did I say it right? Rosé d'assiette?
I'd have to see the word, Julia.
Me too. Okay. All right, Mike. Well, thank you so much for being with us. You always open my mind, and thanks for taking us around the world. And we look forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you very much, Julia.
Talk soon. Bye.
Hi, my name is Michael Pincus. I'm known as the Grape Guy, and I wear many hats. I write the Winery Spotlight blog for Not Your Child. I produce this radio show, but what I mostly do is drink wine and write down my thoughts and reviews on my website, michaelpincuswinereview.com. I think what Julia and Not Your Child is doing is amazing, and what her company provides is so worthwhile. It's not about not drinking. It's about watching what you drink and being accountable. And check out my website at michaelpincuswinereview.com to see what you should be drinking. Cheers.
And friends, talk about talent running through the family. You might know which family I speak of when I say the aunt of the late, great Whitney Houston. So you know who it is, right? Yes, you do. Here is the legend herself, Miss Dionne Warwick, with That's What Friends Are For.
And I never thought I'd feel this way, and as far as I'm concerned, I'm glad I got the chance to say that I do believe I love you. And if I should ever go away, well then close your eyes and try to feel the way we do today. And then if you can remember, keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure, that's what friends are for. For good times and bad times, I'll be on your side. Sure.
friends, you know, it's pullover season, meaning more folk are being pulled over because they're breaking the rules. The weather is nicer, okay? So more people are being pulled over. And there are much more events and festivals and therefore more ride programs out. The cops are on our lookout for safety, and we are very grateful for that. So today we're going to go over some rules, okay, about, you know, when you're pulled over. You guessed it, right? We call them our pullover rules. Now, I hope you find them insightful and helpful. First of all, even if you feel you're being pulled over unjustly or wrongly, pull over as quickly as you can, do so safely. Okay? Pull over as quickly and as safely as you can. Now, always keep in mind, right? Traffic stops are risky for the officer pulling you over. Lots of cops every year are killed at routine traffic stops. So, keeping that in mind, you will understand that officers are also on guard when they approach you in your vehicle. Okay? So, here are our tips. Number one, comply and cooperate. Comply and cooperate. If you feel you're giving a ticket unfairly, as I said before, fight it later, friends. Not then. On the side of the road is not the place. Okay? It's not. Now, when they pull you over, usually, first you'll be asked for your driver's license and your registration. All right? So, first thing you do, you roll your window all the way down. If you had your window up, roll it all the way down. Okay? Even if you had it partway up, roll it down. Mute your music or whatever you're listening to. You know, good manners, they go a long way. They go a long way. Mute your music or whatever you're listening to. Okay? And if you are smoking a cigarette, put the cigarette out. Just show that you're respecting the officer's job and respecting his position. Okay? Now, you place both hands on your steering wheel. Now, if it's dark and it's at night, you can turn on your cabin light. All right? No, these type of actions, they help you. And you will be doing your part as well in allaying the fears that the officer might have. Remember, I said that it's very dangerous for them as well, right? Okay. So remember, in their minds, they don't know who they pulled over, right? And approaching you is very dangerous for them. Number four, stay in your car unless the officer asks you to get out of it. Stay in your car. Don't try to come out. What are you coming out of the car for? Don't try to come out of the car. And do not start rummaging in your glove compartment. Okay? He doesn't know what you're looking for. You could be looking for a weapon. Don't start rummaging in your glove compartment. Anywhere else, your pockets, anywhere else in the vehicle. Okay? Especially when they're approaching your vehicle. Just don't. So basically, don't do anything unless the officer asks you. So if the officer asks you for your documents, that's when he asks you for them. You just say, I'm going to look for them now. You tell him where you're going to look. And then that's when you move. Okay? As I said before, because you could be looking for a weapon. It's dangerous for them. You tell number six, if you need to reach for your documents, again, you tell the officer that you need to reach for your documents and where they're going to be. Okay? Where they are. So where you are going to search for them. And finally, if you are suspected of drinking and driving and you're asked to take a breathalyzer test, take the test. Take the field sobriety take the breathalyzer test. Okay? It doesn't hurt to be polite. And actually, taking the test may actually help you. So, that is what I have to say to you about being pulled over. Hope you're not pulled over, but in the event that you are, remember those rules, okay? And remember, if it's dark, you can reach up and turn on your cabin light and put your hand right back on the steering wheel. Okay, Great. We'll be right back.
When you get your handheld breathalyzers from Not Your Child, you get a free calibration after the first year. So give yourself the peace of mind with the ability to check your own breath throughout the night. Get your high-quality handheld from us at notyourchild.com/driver safety and be sure about your BRAC.
Take the end of all time. Someone to understand you like I do. You'll never find the rhythm, the rhyme, all the magic we shared, just us two. Someone who needs you like I do. You'll never see what you found in me. You'll keep searching and searching your whole life through. Oh, I don't wish you no bad luck, baby.
You're gonna miss my lovin'.
We only carry the most reliable, highest quality breathalyzers and testers in North America and Europe. All our devices have the highest certification you'll find. They are FDA approved and TÜV certified. We don't carry good enough, we carry the best. It's a matter of pride and our company's identity. So head to notyourchild.com/driversafety and pick up some life-saving gifts or find them at some of your favorite wineries and watering holes. And if they don't have them, ask them to stock them. They could very well end up saving a life. And remember our golden rule. When you feel different, you drive different. Drive sober.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good. I've been inclined to believe there never was, but now I look at the night, don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good. I've been inclined.
A little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past. Adjust the bass and let the Alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme, and put your car on cruise and lay back, 'cause it's summertime.
didn't really know what it was. But now I see what habit is, the way that people respond to summer madness. The weather is hot and girls are dressing less and checking out the fellas to tell them who's best. Riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos, or in your Nissan sitting on Lorenzo's. Back in Philly, we be out in the park. A place called the Plateau is where everybody go. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise. Honking at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. She turn around to see what you beeping at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac. And with a pen and pad, I compose this rhyme to hip you and to get you equipped for the summertime. Short set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair. Cause basketball courts in the summer got girls there. The temperature's about 88. Hop in the water plug, just for old time's sake. Break to your crib, change your clothes once more. Cause you're invited to a barbecue to start at 4. Sitting with your friends as y'all reminisce about the days growing up and the first person you kiss. And as I think back, makes me wonder how the smell from a grill can spark off nostalgia. All the kids playing out front, little boys messing around with the girls playing double dutch. While the DJ spinning a tune as the old folks dance at your family reunion. Then 6 o'clock rolls around, you just finished wiping your car down. It's time to cruise, so you go to the summertime hangout, it looks like a car show. Everybody come looking real fine, fresh from the barbershop, a fly from the beauty salon. Every moment frontin' and maxin', chillin' in the car, they spend all day waxin', leanin' to the side, but you can't speed through 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. There's an air of love and of happiness, and this is the Fresh Prince's new definition of summer madness.
And friends, you know we like to wind it all down for you with the quote of the day. And today's quote comes to us by Mr. Mark Twain. I'm sure you haven't heard any quotes from him in a while. You know Mark Twain, right? Of course you do. And he says, "The best way to cheer yourself up is to try to cheer somebody else up." That is true. That is true. Let's hear it again. It comes to us from Mr. Mark Twain, and he says, "The best way to cheer yourself up is to try to cheer somebody else up." Again, the best way to cheer yourself up is to try to cheer somebody else up. I quite agree with him.
Well, thanks for joining us today, friends, on the Not Your Child Road Safety Show. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Remember, head to notyourchild.com/radio show to submit any questions, comments, or shout outs you want us to address on the next show. Until then, friends, I hope you continue having a lovely day. And remember, our golden rule, when you feel different, you drive different. Drive sober. Ciao.
Here it is another day, so dark and gloomy. My situation's real, sad and slowly gloomy. Because my love is not here for my kiss. All I have is thoughts of yesterday's bliss. Images of you stay on my mind. Anticipating and waiting.
'cause I was